Last week, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa Jindai Frazier said peace talks in Juba, southern Sudan, were the rebel group's only option. She said she wants the talks that began last year wrapped up soon. Alord's Resistance Army spokesman, Godfrey Ayu, says Frazier's remarks were not helpful. He says that if Uganda goes after Lord's Resistance Army troops now sheltering in eastern Congo, the region will see a return to full-scale war.
Any attack on LRA position will be a declaration of war, and it will be a call on the Lord's Resistance Army to fight its way back to Uganda. And should this peace process break, then the Lord's Resistance Army will fight until it overthrows the government of the Uganda dictatorship that knows nothing else but warmongering and war.
The rebel group has waged a 20-year campaign against Ugandan troops and has become infamous for maiming its victims and kidnapping thousands of children who are forced to become sex slaves, fighters, and porters. Rebel troops have left their bases in South Sudan for eastern Congo, and there are fears that their presence there, as well as violence between Congolese forces and a host of other militias, could spark a new regional war. Uganda has demanded that the rebels disarm and return home from Congo. Otherwise, it is warning that it will push into Congo in a bid to wipe out the rebels. Uganda's defense minister, Crispus Kionga, tells VOA he is still hopeful about the outcome of talks with the Lord's Resistance Army. He also warned the group that it stands no chance if it tries to overthrow President Yoweri Museveni's government.
The government of Uganda remains fully committed to the peace process and the talks in Juba, and it is our expectation that soon we should reach agreement with LRA so that they can have a soft landing and return home. The LRA is not in a position to overthrow the government of Uganda. We are talking so that our brothers and sisters can back home and have a soft landing.
As part of efforts to stabilize the region, the United States has organized a meeting on September 15th in Kampala, Uganda, bringing together leaders from Uganda, Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi to discuss the eastern Congo situation. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.